U.S. exits Paris Climate Agreement.
I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States.
Criticism here and abroad.
Make our planet great again.
Late night move by the Justice Department.
The travel ban heads to the Supreme Court.
Casino chaos.
I just heard explosions. People are screaming.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, his critics are sounding off all around the globe. But President Trump says his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal is key to his effort to live up to the slogan, Make America Great Again. We begin this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the move fulfills a campaign promise, and to hear it from the president, the deal struck in 2015 by his predecessor requires too much of the U.S. for too little benefit to the climate.
The bottom line is that the Paris Accord is very unfair at the highest level to the United States.
He argues the Obama administration's commitments to reduce emissions would spark an increase in energy prices here and result in just a modest improvement in global temperatures.
This much.
So going forward, Mr. Trump says he aims to renegotiate a new climate accord.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Under the terms of the Paris Agreement, U.S. withdrawal cannot happen before the fall of 2020, meaning the issue will be part of our politics for a while. Steve?
Well, the move drew sharp criticism from the previous administration. Former Secretary of State John Kerry tells CBS News,
what Donald Trump is doing is serving the polluters and serving a narrow group of ideological interests. That's not leadership. That's abdication of responsibility.
In a statement, former President Obama says he's confident states, cities, and businesses will step up to honor the agreement. Some say they will. One city responded to this comment from President Trump.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
The people of Pittsburgh voted for Hillary Rodham Clinton, 80%.
Three states, California, New York, and Washington, have formed an alliance to uphold the Paris Accords. CBS's Major Garrett says IBM, Apple, Exxon, and other businesses have joined in the criticism.
Robert Iger, chairman of Disney, and Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, announced their resignations from the president's Business Advisory Council to protest the Paris withdrawal. Said Musk on Twitter, climate change is real. Leaving Paris is not good for America or the world.
And overseas, China and Russia say they'll stick to the climate agreement. CBS's Ben Tracy says leaders north of the border and in Europe have chimed in, too.
This morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called it extremely regrettable. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it disheartening. And the Vatican went further, saying Mr. Trump's decision was a disaster for everyone. French President Emmanuel Macron made a forceful speech in English.
It is an actual mistake, both for the U.S. and for our planet.
Well, late last night, the Trump administration made a move on another front, filing papers asking the U.S. Supreme Court to immediately reinstate the president's six-country travel ban, which has been blocked in lower courts. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
It's not just the request made to have the justices take the travel ban case. It's also a request to have the high court expedite its review and to allow the ban to take effect while the case is pending. So we should have a sense sooner rather than later how the justices want to handle things, how fast or how slow they want the case to move.
Well, the White House is moving ahead with a rule that could imperil contraceptive coverage for hundreds of thousands of women. We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor.
It is a sweeping revision of the government's contraception coverage mandate, greatly increasing the number of employers qualifying for exemptions from the mandate by claiming a moral or religious objection. Your boss doesn't like that you're on birth control. You may find that it's no longer covered by your insurance. Democrats call it a sickening plan to roll back women's access to contraception. As the New York Times does point out, it could go into effect as soon as it's published in the Federal Register. Steve?
Lupin Pharmaceuticals says it's recalled some of its Mibelis birth control pills after a customer noticed pills packaged out of order that could lead to an unwanted pregnancy. The death tolls at least 36 in the Philippines at a Manila casino where police say a gunman used gasoline to set gambling tables on fire, sending people fleeing in a panic. This woman saw it all from nearby.
Oh, my God, you guys, I can hear gunshots. Oh, my God. Oh, right behind Resorts World. And you can see the smoke, and there's gunshots, and people are shooting at each other.
All While the deaths are blamed on smoke inhalation, the bandit made off with more than $2 million in gambling chips, but casino owner Stephen Riley says he didn't get far.
We were able to shoot the gunman, and the gunshot wound significantly slowed down the assailant and resulted to his holding up in a room where he took his own life.
Records show the Wisconsin corn milling plant that blew up Wednesday night was reprimanded by inspectors 6 years ago for not taking precautions that could prevent explosions. Two people were killed, one is missing, 13 were hurt. Opening game of the NBA Finals was in Oakland, but the defending champion Cavaliers appeared to have left their defense back in Cleveland. CBS's Steve Futterman says the result was easy baskets and a 113-91 Warriors win.
Game one turned into a Golden State blowout.
A dominating second half, a dominating.
The call on ESPN, the Warriors took control at the start of the third quarter with a 13-0 blitz to take a 21-point lead. It was never close after that. Top scorer for the Warriors was Kevin Durant with 38 points.
Just trying to do my best to be there for my teammates and play up to my standards as an individual as well.
The Warriors have yet to lose a game in the playoffs. They have played 13 games with 13 victories. No team has ever had a perfect record in the postseason. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the NBA Finals in Oakland.
On ESPN, the big showdown was the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Merrick Hain.
Confident initially.
Merrick Hain.
She knows what it means.
M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N.
That is correct.
Congratulations, Ananya.
12-year-old sixth grader Ananya Vinay from Fresno, California won it, spelling Merrick Hain, a French word for a kind of dress fabric. The formula for success?
Just focused on my word and tried to spell it right.
She wins more than $40,000 in cash and prizes. A clearer picture of what led to last weekend's travel nightmare for a lot of British Airways passengers is now emerging.
The London Times reports a maintenance contractor at the British Airways computer center may have mistakenly switched off the power supply, leading to a weekend of disruption for 75,000 passengers. The Times says backup generators and batteries failed to activate, and turning the power supply back on in an uncontrolled way created physical damage to the system. A week after the fiasco, BA is accused of complicating the compensation process. It could be forced to cough up $200 million. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Tennis legend Margaret Court says a gay conspiracy from America is behind an effort to remove her name from an Australian Open stadium. Martina Navratilova led those calls this week, calling Court a racist and homophobe for her comments against gays. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.